HarperCollins presents Wedding Bells for the Victory Girls by Joanna Toy. Read by Becky Wright. Chapter 1. June 1945.
Well, will I do?
Lily Collins hovered in the doorway of the small back parlour. Her brother Sid, blonde, broad-shouldered, heart-stoppingly handsome in his full naval dress uniform, turned from the window. Lily had the satisfaction of seeing a look that amounted to wonder cross his face before, typical Sid, he had to make light of things.
He never is. He can't be.
He crossed the worn rug towards her, hands held out.
My kid's sister. Is it? Oh, she's been swapped in the night.
It's me. Every inch of me, said Lily.
Come on in then and give us a twirl, grinned Sid.
Lily did as she was asked, loving the feel of the silky bodice and skirt against her skin and the weight of the French lace over it. Stopping in front of Sid, she obediently turned around so he could get the full effect of the short train and the gleam of the locket that Jim had given her at her throat. Her blonde hair was curled back off her face in what they called a victory roll. Her wedding veil was anchored with a spray of orange blossom. Her circuit completed, she stood to face him once more.
Well, cat got your tongue? She asked.
For once, Sid didn't reply in kind. He simply took her hands, her engagement ring on her right hand for today instead of her left.
You look amazing, Lil, he said.
Was that a catch in his voice?
Surely not. It's just,
I have this weird feeling of deja vu, they call it, don't they?
When you feel you've been in the exact same situation before.
I haven't been married before, Lily pointed out.
I think I might remember. I know, you daft ape. What I mean is, it took me right back. 4 years ago, I was sitting here, foot on a stool after I crocked it in training, and you came and stood in that doorway in your little summer frock and asked me what I thought. You were going for your interview at Marlowe's. Remember?
Oh, don't remind me. Lily covered her eyes. Oh, those dreadful ankle socks.
And look how far you've come. You're a silk stockings girl now.
Oh, I wish.
You know what I mean. It's been the making of you, your job in that store. And of you and Jim. You'd never have met him otherwise.
Lily smiled.
When I think how scared I was to go to the interview. And even when I got the job.
She tailed off. She looked up and met Sid's eyes, as clear and blue as her own.
I'm a bit scared now, Sid.
What of? You and Jim are made for each other.
Oh, I don't mean it like that. I mean, about me. I may look different, but am I really? Am I ready for this? To be someone's wife?
Yeah. Come here.
Careful not to dislodge her veil. Sid took her in his arms. She felt the comforting bulk of his body as he gave her a hug.
Of course you're ready. You've grown up, sis, and not just on the outside. You've been through a lot these past few years.
We all have. That's what a war does for you, said Lily, wryly.
There'd been such times, worries about their brother Reg when he went missing, a bomb blast at the store that had come too close to home. But good times, too. Falling in love with Jim and knowing he felt the same. Making the friends she'd keep for life. Acts of kindness given and received. And laughter and fun despite everything.
And now it's over, said Sid simply. And you and Jim have your whole future ahead of you.
He stood back and Lily automatically smoothed down the skirt of her dress. Sid looked at his watch.
He'll be at the church by now, he said. And our car won't be long. How's Mum doing getting into her finery?
As he spoke, they heard the front door slam.
Oh, that's Beryl going, said Lily.
Mum will be down soon. Beryl was doing her hair.
Lily's dress had come from Beryl's bridal hire business, and her friend was a dab hand at styling hair as well. On cue, they heard their mother's feet descending the stairs. But Dora Collins didn't linger in the doorway. Widowed young with three small children, there'd never been much time in her life for lingering. She bustled in and made straight for the kitchen.
Oi, 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 where do you think you're going?
Sid caught his mother's arm.
I've done the breakfast washing up and tidied it away. The Admiral of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?